Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A day after President Trump's visit to Georgia to survey damage to farms from Hurricane Michael, farmers are wondering exactly what help they can expect. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the storm is only the latest in a string of disasters for agriculture.
Many South Georgia cotton farmers were already nervous about paying back the bank this year after they were extended credit when Hurricane Irma damaged last year's crop. Mark Peel is a cotton farmer and gin operator in South Georgia's Berrien County. He says Hurricane Michael leaves struggling farmers with another big question.
Here we are again, another year. People's thinking like, well, where the bank's going to go with us this year, you know?
Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black says the restructuring of debt to keep farmers afloat could be so big it could take an act of Congress. For pecan farmers, the loss of decades-old trees is compounded by the $100 million in losses due to the trade war with China. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Vice President Mike Pence toured parts of southwest Georgia yesterday that were impacted by Hurricane Michael. He spoke at the Sunbelt Ag Expo, which is an agricultural trade show in Moultrie, and he reassured farmers that the federal government would be there to help.
Our administration will continue unrelentingly to deploy the manpower and resources of the federal government to this region and to these communities until you come all the way back.
Crop damage is expected to top $1 billion. The Atlanta Hawks will open their season tonight against the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the team is in the midst of a rebuild coming off last season where they finished in last place in the Eastern Conference.
Oddsmakers aren't expecting the Hawks to compete for a championship this season, but the team will have some younger players worth watching. Rookie point guard Trae Young will look to lead the offense for Atlanta, along with third-year player Taurean Prince. The team will also feature veteran players like Jeremy Lin and Vince Carter, the oldest active player in the league. After starting the season on the road tonight, the Hawks will play their first game in the newly renovated State Farm Arena next week. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
In an effort to close the divide between the haves and have-nots, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has introduced a new position in the city, Chief Housing Officer. Terry Lee, who previously served as Deputy Commissioner of City Planning, was introduced by Bottoms yesterday. House ATL, the task force that recommended the position of Chief Housing Officer, wants to build 20,000 units of affordable housing over the next decade.